Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hoskellinese, akşamlar, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And, well, tonight, just to keep us a little bit warm, I've got some nice tunes lined up. We're going to start and finish with the Electric Light Orchestra, Play Silence, Please, etc., etc. This is from a record that I got when I first started recollecting vinyl, and I think I'd just played it on the show at that time. I think it was about 6 or 7 years ago now, and I thought, oh, you know, that'll do for next time. So I thought, well, it's next time now. The only disadvantage with these sort of re-releases, as it were, is that they have the original cover art, and this has even got a very glossy sort of inner sleeve with all the things of the day that are advertised from Harvest Records. You've got Kevin Ayers on there. You've got the odd Pink Floyd record. You get the kind of thing I mean. And the only thing that's missing is this typeface looks very sort of, I don't know, new. It's, I don't know, not Times New Roman, but it's really small. And it doesn't have that sort of characteristic smell of fag ash that Second Down Records tend to have. Apart from that, sounds great. This is, I can never remember the title of it, Fire 10538 Overture by the Electric Light Orchestra. As I say, pray silence, please. Get that record spinning. This is for all you cellists out there.
Thank you.
105.38 Overture from the Electric Light Orchestra from 1971. And, well, that was the last sort of remnants of the move. It's, you know, they started mucking about with the cellos and that was the end of that. Now, you've got quite an easy time of it. You're going to, well, I've not got an easy time of it. I'm going to wrestle with this ELO record that's slightly tight on the turntable. And you're going to get, well, the connection is a 2018 nominees Songwriters Hall of Fame. Some of ELO, I think Jeff Lynne was not mentioning that, as was, I think, Peter Cetera. I like to call him Peter Cetera and his brother Et. You get it. This is one of the first songs, well, coming up, that was sampled in 1969, or it had sampling on it. And it was a song that Spencer Davis Group had done, you know, quite successfully in its own right. But Chicago Transit Authority sort of took it one stage further, and they became Chicago, because just wouldn't do to have a band that was sort of named after some public transport facilities in Chicago, would it? You know, people wanted to get underground trains and that sort of thing. And, you know, why not? Anyway, as I say, I'm going to wrestle with some records. You're going to listen to John Baker. Enjoy. We'll be right back. And then they all had a cup of tea. That was Chicago Transit Authority from 1969. And that was off what I call a second-hand record. It's complete with the smell of fag ash and a sort of yellowed inner sleeve that I find quite appealing, really. The connection is, again, Peter Cetera did a cover of Oh Darling and Come Together. Nobody's ever done that. Oh Darling and Come Together Together, a medley of Abbey Road songs. I mean, medley on the B side of Abbey Road, isn't it? But, you know, A side, just taking it to new heights and all that sort of thing. Ooh, I'm going. This is to a Beatles song by the Yellow Magic Orchestra. This was from the album, seminal album, the Solid State Survivor album, which, I don't know, has images of people being consumed by tape recorders or something like that. And, well, it was a sort of one-off project, I think, the Yellow Magic Orchestra, to sort of parody Western views of Japan, but it's sort of stuck and they're still going, mashallah. And, well, this is probably one of the more bizarre versions of Day Tripper that you'll hear today. That's a fact. It's yellow, it's magic, but it's not an orchestra. That was a Yellow Magic Orchestra and Day Tripper from 1979. It was only ever released as a single, I think, that, in the Philippines, which is pretty bizarre. But, you know, it's out there somewhere. Quite valuable, I think, that one. Now, Grace Slick. The connection is that the Beatles auditioned Crosby, Stills and Nash for Apple Records, and they failed. But anyway, David Crosby is the connection because he jammed with Jefferson Airplane on the Dick Cavett Show in 1969, amongst other things. He jammed with them quite a lot, actually. And that takes us to Grace Slick's solo record from 1973 called, very curiously, Manhole, and with a song that was the theme tune from the film Manhole. And Manhole, as far as I know, never appeared. But this is the first track on side one on the very own label of Jefferson Airplane, and that was Grunt Records. So here's a big grunt. How do you make a grunt? I don't know. There you are. And this is Jay. Presumably about Jay. That was very pleasant indeed. That was Grace Slick and Jay. It was a sort of record of much noise, that wasn't it? Sort of very ambient noise at that. And well, the connection comes from Mrs. H in Maslack. Thanks, Mrs. H. She was preempting that I was going to play King Tubby Meets Rockers Uptown by Augustus Pablo after Grace Slick. I don't quite know how she preempted that, but she did anyway. She noted that neither Grace Slick nor Augustus Pablo have ever done any kind of academic survey of seabird movements off an archipelago of the Shetland Islands. Yeah, that's a good connection. Thanks, Mrs. H. This is quite a seminal record. It was an instrumental of a record that was already out by Augustus Pablo, but it's one of those dub records that, you know, when you go to those I don't know, festivals, there's always some back of a lorry somewhere with some old wooden speakers with black dust on them and vibrating the whole place, and you know, a stall next to it that sells sort of cheap beer from a table with a red and white cloth. Anyway, I digress. This is Augustus Pablo and King Tubby Meets Rockers Uptown from 1976. Keep it dub.
Thank you.
That was absolutely awesome. That was King Tubby Meets Rockers Uptown from, of course, Augustus Pablo, 1976. The Connection is a book called In the Fascist Bathroom, Punk in Pop Music by Grail Marcus. It's a holy grail, that one, from 1999. And that mentions Augustus Pablo and also mentions X-Ray Specs. And this is from an album that came out in 1978, I believe, called Germ Free Adolescence. And rather sort of charming young lady that was fronting it called Polystyrene. I think her real name was Marion, but she's quite... You know, I don't want to use the word ordinary, but she sort of left home at 15, as far as I know, and sort of went up and down the UK in a transit van writing songs. And if you look on YouTube, there's a nice documentary about it in that Barry transit van. This is, I suppose, one of the seminal songs from X-Ray Specs and a sort of punk classic in its own right. I do like a bit of punk on a Saturday night. And this is Identity. Yeah. Radio station, episode 1259-37. This week we go back to the late 1970s and the documentary series Band on the Run, which, despite taking its name from a famous Wings album, was about general bands that were on the road, and they just leave a sort of tape recorder running with the ever-present interviewer just to sort of give it a bit of a shape, Marshall McLuhan. Not that Marshall McLuhan, but Marshall McLuhan that was doing Band on the Run. We joined them for an episode from 1979 that was about the Hidden Kennels. They'd been a punk band and they'd just joined the ranks of ambipunk, and were in a situation of flux. Brian Jones, Sophie Sulfate and Clem Istreset, all members of the punk outfit just turned ambipunk, the Hidden Kennels. It's 5 a.m. Brian Jones is running around the park. Brian, why?
Yeah, Marshall, when I'm running around the park, it gives me a chance to get my head together, because I have a lot going around my head, what with changing from punk to ambipunk, and, you know, the rhythm of running, although it's a bit more like punk, does give me some ideas for some more, shall we say, quite... unorthodox ambipunk rhythms. And also, dear me, running at this time in the morning, I can sort of go back and sort of, well, I decide it's far too early to have got up anyway, so I go back to bed for about 2 hours. We turn that thing off now.
It's 8:57 a.m. Clem, Sophie and Brian all gather together in an empty working man's club for what they call their Breck rehearsal. Sophie Sulfate.
Yeah, we sort of have a bite to eat and sort of practice at the same time, so it's sort of a combination of breakfast and rehearsal, and I don't think anybody had ever coined that phrase, so we thought, you know, tech rehearsal, Breck rehearsal, it's good, isn't it?
How are you finding the transition to ambipunk, Sophie?
Well, we sort of analysed what we were doing as punk rockers. And, I've got to say, we sort of stripped the outfit down. You know, we used to have roadies and stuff like that. Part of the problem was that everyone thought the roadies were better than us. So, that's why we sort of moved in an ambient direction. And, Clem, can you just give me an F? That's not an F, Clem. Come on.
What's an F? What? What do you mean you want an F? All right, I'll do this for.
They're reworking a song, which was a punk song originally, called Smashing Glasses.
Smashing glasses isn't practical, but it's necessary. Is that right?
Yeah, go with necessary.
Necessary to put an obstruction on my floor in case anyone is unshod.
How was that different when it was a punk song?
Well, it's sort of more like
smashing glasses isn't practical, but it's necessary to put an obstruction on my floor in case anyone is unshod.
Well, surely that's more effective use of time.
Well, that's just it, you know, we were doing that and the set was 20 minutes, wasn't it, boys?
Yeah.
So with ambient, we've sort of stretched out a 20-minute set to over 2.5 hours, so it's, yeah, it's really good sort of use of it. Should we do biscuit mastication? You've got to be careful how you say that.
Yeah, because we're sort of in a transition phase. This is sort of a bit sort of half ambient and half punk. You ready, Brian?
Yeah.
Biscuit mastication causes complication with my teeth and gums situation, but makes a biscuity sensation.
All right, good rehearsal, everyone. Yeah, see you on stage in Stockport tonight. Bye. At 9:33, Brian goes jogging again.
Oh, yeah, them rehearsals do my head in. I just want to get back out here. And, well, it's a good way to close these sort of documentaries, isn't it? And what do you do for the rest of the day? Well, go back to bed, isn't it?
From Minnesota, hey. I sure do want you to know that you wear it well. There ain't a lady in the land so fine, oh my. Remember them baseball parties, your brother's karate, the all day rock and roll shows, them homesick blues and the radical views haven't left a mark on you. You wear it well, a little out of time, but I don't mind.
was The Motherhood and Soul Town from 1969, I think. I don't know much about it other than that. Now, the connection is that neither they nor Gene Clark ever appeared on TV in Vanuatu. I mean, there's always tomorrow, but up until today. That takes us to Gene Clark. This is from 1971, his album White Light. A lot of seminal albums tonight, and this is no exception, but this is the first track on side one, complete with its article, The Virgin. Enjoy.
She went off to the city to find what she was looking for, identify and to really try to find herself some more. With the summer sun for laughing and the winter rain it poured, she was lovelier from learning and from living, loving more. From her dancing, loving young soul and the gypsies in her dream, to the pulse of stark acceptance when the wind begun to freeze, with no curfews left to hold her and no walls to shield her pain, finding out that facts were older and that life forms are insane. The presence of protection seemed to fade as did her doubt, that she now was no exception, nor was the love who pushed her out. Though the streets cried out, go homesick, virtue's strength of mind would ring in the melodies of meaning, the sad song she learned to sing. Philosophers and the poet's silver throat are the vessels which on wisdom's karmic ocean she will float. Was this her revolution? Just a child in love's crusade, with the question in her innocence through the lies her eyes betrayed.
From 1971, that was Gene Clark, formerly of The Byrds and The Virgin, and I think we need to just do that. Oh, that's lovely. The connection is the letter G and E. Gene Clark follows The Germs, yes. The Germs only bought out one album, and what a lineup they had. They had Darby Crash, Pat Smear, Lorna Doone, Doom with an M. Dotty Danger. I mean, it was a mixed gender band, which was quite unusual for hard punk rock. And it's the only album that I'm aware of that's in brackets. It's GI. So, I mean, the fact that it's in G in brackets, I mean, is it, I don't know, an absence of a name of an album even? I mean, you know, there's albums that haven't got a name, but you know, if you're going to put the name of an album in brackets, you're definitely saying something, aren't you? Anyway, this is from one of those driving games. I think it's Grand Theft Auto or something like that. People rave about it and say, you know, click yes if, you know, Grand Theft Auto brought you here. But anyway, this is from 1979. This is Lexicon Devil. Enjoy. All right. Then they all had another cup of tea. That was the Germs from 1979 and Lexicon Devil. Mr. V of Besiktas called and said, could we have some jug band music, Tim? You've not played any for ages. I thought, well, that's a good idea, but I needed a connection. He pointed out that the Germs and Jim Queskin and the jug band of Jeff and Maria Muldaur had both released records. That's good enough for me. This is from 1965, and yeah, it's the aforementioned, and well, it's a song called, well, it'd be advertising if I told you what it was called, so I won't say it, but, you know, make your own mind up.
Some for me, if you'll do some for me.
I don't want.
Well, I'll buy you a big cigar. I'm gonna buy you a big cigar. I'm gonna buy you a big cigar. If you'll do something for me.
Now listen!
You'll do something for me.
I don't want your big cigar. I don't want your big cigar.
Well, then I'll buy you a Super Bowl. I'm gonna buy you a Super Bowl. I'm gonna buy you a Super Bowl. If you'll do something for me, if you'll do something for me.
I'll accept your Super Bowl. I'll accept your Super Bowl. I could use a Super Bowl. And you can do something for me. Anytime you can do something for me.
Beautiful. That was, that song about cars from Jim Queskin and the Jug Band and Maria and Jeff Muldaur as well, as stars sort of cast of thousands on there. The connection is Behind the Shades, 20th anniversary from 2011 by Clinton Halen. Yeah, classic volume that. I think Jeff Lynne wore shades, and I think Maria Muldaur also did. That takes us back to the Electric Light Orchestra. The static on this record is absolutely unbelievable. I just picked this up and it almost picked the speaker up with it, but I think it's relatively dust-free now. And this is a sort of Eleanor Rigby of ELO, and this is a second track on side one of their eponymous first album. And this is called Look At Me Now.
Look at me now, monkey.
Someone is waiting, lurking in the trees. The spirits of past walking back to me. Look at me now, feeling emotion. Look at me now. The king of the castle brought it to her knees. Gave the Salvation Army girl a squeeze. Look at me now, feeling emotion. Look at me now. Look at me now. Emotion.
minute there, I thought I was at one of those weddings in Bakakoi. I think it's time to go around the houses. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. We started off with the Electric Light Orchestra and 10538 Overture from 1971. The 2018 nominees for the Songwriters Hall of Fame included Jeff Lynne and also Peter Cetera. And that took us to the Chicago Transit Authority from 1969 and I'm a Man, a celebration of an X and a Y chromosome, it seems. Peter Cetera performed the Beatles' Oh Darling and Come Together at some concert or other at some juncture. And that took us to Day Tripper by the Yellow Magic Orchestra from 1979. Dick Cavett's show was hosting Grace Slick with Jefferson Airplane and David Crosby was jamming with them and David Crosby got turned down by the Beatles. That took us to Grace Slick and Jay from 1973. I think it was Archipelago Birds Migration, yeah, that neither did a study thereof, took us to Augustus Pablo and King Tubby Meets Rockers Uptown. The book In the Fascist Bathroom, Punk in Pop Music by Grail Marcus from 1999 took us to Identity from X-Ray Specs from 1978. There was that soap opera thing in the middle. Then we had Rod Stewart and we had, I think it's called Introductions or Interventions, followed by You Wear It Well. The Motherhood and Soul Train, because we could. The Motherhood, neither The Motherhood nor Gene Clark appeared in Soul Train. I said it's Soul Town, sorry. Neither appeared on TV in Vanuatu up until now. That took us to Gene Clark and The Virgin. The letter GE together, Gene Clark and The Germs, took us to Lexicon Devil from 1979. We like 1979 tonight. Both The Germs and Jim Queskin and the Jug Band with Maria and Jeff Muldoon released records. And from them we had Chevrolet. Don't tell anybody. And Behind the Shades, the 20th anniversary of 2011, 20th anniversary, not of 2011, but the 20th anniversary of Behind the Shades, of course, by Clinton Hayden, connected us back to Electric Light Orchestra and Look at Me Now from 1971. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope there's been something to spark your interest and make you, I don't know, dance around the hallway or wherever you are in your house. You might even be out on the patio, I don't know, but a bit cold for that, isn't it? Get inside, you're going to get you, catch your death. Stick around for Simon's show, it's up next, and well, hopefully see you next week, and until then, keep safe, keep warm, and keep connected. Good night.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.